Your speaker is Winfred Claiborne of Fayetteville, Tennessee.
Thank you very much. Every Christian knows the duty of Christ's followers to walk in His steps, figuratively speaking. After our Lord had washed His disciples' feet, He said to them, "I have given you an example, that you should do as I have done unto you." John 13:15. The Apostle Peter wrote of Christ's sufferings on our behalf, or in our stead, and then added, "He has left us an example, that we should follow in His steps." 1 Peter 2:21. Both of these passages show in some way that Christ is an example for those who claim to love Him and to be His disciples. But in what respects is Christ our example? He is not and cannot be our example in every area of Christian responsibility. Let me explain my reasons for saying that. As you know, if you have read the Bible carefully, Jesus lived every day of His life under the law of Moses. Jesus was not a Christian and did not live one day under the New Covenant. There is absolutely no doubt that Christ kept the Sabbath, joined in the offering of animal sacrifices in the Jewish temple, burned incense and worship unto God, and observed all the regulations of the Old Testament. In truth, Jesus was the only human being who ever kept the law perfectly. But His death on the cross removed the law of Moses, all of it, so that no one is bound by the law anymore. If we try to be saved by the law of Moses, we have fallen away from grace. Galatians 5:4. To make this truth very plain, let me repeat it. We do not keep the Mosaic law even though Christ did. Christ is not our example in reference to the law of Moses. He is our example in showing respect for what God has revealed unto man in His Word. Had you ever noticed in your reading of the words of Jesus that He never criticized the Old Testament for any reason? He criticized the Jews for not keeping the law or for making it of no effect by their traditions. But He never questioned the inspiration and the authority of the Old Testament, not one time. On the other hand, He constantly appealed to the Old Testament to settle questions which the Jews had raised and to establish His own claims and authority. Do you remember our Lord's discussion with the Sadducees over the resurrection? Jesus told the Sadducees who denied the resurrection, "You do err, not knowing the Scriptures, nor the power of God. For in the resurrection they neither marry nor are given in marriage, but are like the angels of God in heaven. But as touching the resurrection of the dead, have you not read that which was spoken unto you by God, saying, I am the God of Abraham, and the God of Isaac, and the God of Jacob. God is not the God of the dead, but of the living." Matthew 22:29-32. Jesus is also our example in His devotion to the will of God. Uppermost in His mind always was total submission to the will of God. Jesus said to His disciples, "My meat is to do the will of Him that sent me, and to finish His work." John 4:34. No passage in all of the New Testament teaches that truth more powerfully and plainly than the following: "He who sent me is with me. The Father has not left me alone, for I do always those things that please Him." John 8:29. What Christ did to obey the will of God may be very different from what God requires of us, but He always did whatever God commanded. Our Lord commented in another setting, "I must work the works of Him who sent me while it is day, for the night comes when no man can work." John 9:4. There were many attitudes and activities in the life of Christ which we must emulate: humility, courage, kindness, gentleness, compassion. We need to live these every day, since He is our divine example. Thank you for listening, and may God richly bless you.